Howdy, history writers. This is Stock Boyle, head bird wrangler and trail boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes. Let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 4 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of January 19th through January 25th in the Great American Old West? January 19th, 1929. Old Rip, a horned toad, who'd been confined in the cornerstone of the England, Texas County Courthouse for 31 years, froze to death in the living room of E.E. Wood, the man who had placed him in the cornerstone in the first place, and the man who took him out alive. Well, might have been a hoax, but it was sure a fun one. January 20th, 1867, Madame Julia Boulay, popular madam, an honorary member of the Virginia Engine Company No. 1, an angel to miners, friend to firemen, administrator to the needy, Julia Boulay is brutally strangled during a robbery. Parlor car No. 8 on the Virginia and Truckee Railroad was named after her, and a monument erected in Virginia City in 1963. January 21st, 1900. The Old Soldiers' Home at Santa Monica, California, marks the passing of one of the more colorful of the old-time scouts, John Liberating Johnson, or Johnson, neither his true name. Maybe he was a prospector, soldier, lawman, whiskey peddler, sailor, and much more. Hard to say for sure if what's true about this old-timer. No doubt a legend in his own mind as well as in his times, but he didn't make it all up, and he lived through it. January 22nd, 1822. Barney, born into slavery in Virginia. His mother, Phoebe, installed in Barney the value of education and literacy. As a slave, Barney did not have a last name. He began as a waiter, cook, on a riverboat, miner in the gold fields of Georgia. When his mother died, he escaped slavery and made his way to Chicago via the Underground Railway. In Chicago, he read classic literature, politics, and economics. He learned the barber's trade, married Julia Leone, and after seeing a locomotive named Lancelot Ford, he adopted the name Barney Lancelot Ford. January 23, 1870, the Marias Massacre, 2nd U.S. Regiment cavalry troops under a drunken Major Eugene M. Baker, attack a Montana camp of pagan Blackfoot Chief Heavy Runner. The wrong camp, and Baker knew it. His scouts had told him. They killed nearly 220 women and children, and men were hunting. Heavy Runner, who had good relations with the whites, was shot down as he tried to wave the American flag that had been given him as his camp's safety shield. Baker escaped ever having to make an official report on the incident. January 24th, 1848. Carpenter and wheelwright James Marshall been hired by John Sutter to build a sawmill in Coloma, California. The prior evening, Marshall had diverted the river so work could begin on the sawmill in the morning. He found gold flecks where the water had been. Sutter tried to keep the discovery a secret until his sawmill was complete, but the Californian of San Francisco broke the story on March 15th, and on August 19th, the New York Herald announced that there was gold in California. In 48, the population of California was around 150,000 Indians and 14,000 others. In just 12 years, there were more than 300,000 49ers and fewer than 30,000 Indians. The stampede led to California statehood in 1850. January 25th, 1878, Denison, Texas. Farmer John Martin witnessed a strange dark flying object over his land while out hunting. The strange shape and the apparent high speed of the moving object quickly caught his attention. He took his eyes off it for a second in order to refocus gaze. When he found it again, it was almost overhead, and although now clear in his vision, it still appeared to be at great height. He could only compare the object to a hot air balloon, but accepted that it moved much too fast for this to be realistically the case. He described it as, quote, a large saucer, unquote. The local newspaper ended their article on Mr. Martin's sighting by concluding that the event, quote, deserves the attention of our scientists, unquote. It's a newspaper article in the Denison Daily News on the 25th of January, 1878, and then it's reprinted in the Dallas Herald as well. Back then, they didn't call them UFOs yet, but this article is the great granddaddy of all U.S. UFO stories. Now, there is Western Week, writers. This is Program 4 for 2019. All the material presented here is copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.